there's a new series coming out on Prime Video called My Lady Jane, right? So that is going to be out on the 27th. And My Lady Jane tells the story of Lady Jane Grey. Do you know who she is?
No.
Okay, so Lady Jane Grey is famous for basically being the shortest serving monarch in the UK.
Wow.
So she served for 9 days before she was beheaded, right? So So they have a series on her now. But the thing about this series is...
how did they drag out 9 days?
No, so the thing is with the series, they've changed it. So it's basically like a romanticy series, and it's set in like an old fantasy kind of Tudor world. And they've taken her story and they've changed it around. I'm not going to give you too much away, but basically she's not in power for 9 days. It's really good. As I said, it's out on the 27th, and I spoke to Rob Brydon and Anna Chancellor, who are starring in it this week, about it, and here they are. How are you guys?
We're good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm Emma, lovely to meet you both.
Great accent, I love it.
Oh, thank you. I have to say I love yours as well. The Welsh accent is actually my favourite accent.
Yeah. Well, hey, are we flirting? I think we are, aren't we?
I think we might be. So listen, congratulations on My Lady Jane. I've watched 3 episodes so far and I am hooked to it already. It's so good. So I wanted to know for both of you, what was it about the script that attracted you to it?
It's kind of singular. It's so different, you know, because you get what you would get in a normal period piece, the great aesthetic of Tudor times. And then there's this whole other fantasy element and some modern sensibilities kind of thrown in.
And I think from just like a simple point of view, the actual script, the dialogue, the words, the way it's written was so funny and so kind of somehow achievable. When you sometimes read a script, you're like, oh God, how am I going to make that funny? Or how does that sound realistic? Or have I got to like have intense talks with the director to say, do I have to say that? But it was just so light and so funny and fresh when you read it.
And I think for you two, watching your characters, the Lord Dudley and Lady Frances, like you two, you're a little bit kind of mean, you're tough, but you make a really good tag team. And I wanted to know what it was like for both of you working together.
Look, we're still sat next to each other now. It was great. We figured out, we think we met many years ago, but we can't be sure.
We made no impression on each other, no. We didn't care about each other.
So we've never worked together, but, you know, even from the minute I met Anna in the green room on the first day shooting, within minutes we were making little videos together, weren't we? So we got on like a house on fire, and then... you know, playing those scenes with her in the first episode when she comes to my castle and she brings Jane with her and we're planning a wedding, you know, I just knew then, oh, this is great.
Rob is easy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you work, sometimes the guys aren't that easy.
Ooh, okay.
Not always that. I mean, you know, Rob is easy.
Rob, you mentioned there about the wedding, and one thing that I'm not over, and it's kind of stayed with me, is when Lady Frances and Lady Jane arrived, and you're talking about the wedding and the setup, and you mentioned that you're going to serve roast dolphin.
Yes, yes.
And I wanted to know, have you guys, is there anything really weird that you've tried food-wise?
Oh, right.
Like, what's the weirdest thing you've had?
I grew up with a very limited palate. I grew up in Port Talbot in South Wales in the 1970s and sort of into the 80s. And I was very nervous of food. And then when I met my current wife, Claire,
my eighth wife,
she was far more into something. So we go to Sydney. I'm doing a TV show in Sydney. This is years ago. And she gets me to try a seafood platter with squid and oysters and all this stuff. So I phone home, I phone my parents, and I say, I'm sitting by the bridge in Sydney Harbour, and I've just had squid. And my mother said, oh, you'll pay for that. She said, your father had crab in 1973. He was sick for a week.
Oh my God. Did you survive it? You obviously did, because you're here with us now.
And I love it now. And I have become somebody who has given people their first oyster.
I don't like oysters.
You don't?
No. I feel like something slipped into your mouth when you're swimming.
Yeah. It's okay.
No, I'm not supposed to be. It feels like it's not.
If you put a bit of Tabasco on it to kind of mask the taste of the sea, that makes it a little bit easier to eat it though.
I love the taste of the sea, though. I think it makes me feel like I'm swimming in the sea. I like that.
God, he's so funny. I love Rob Brydon.
He should get some salt and vinegar crisps.
He should.
Irish sea salt vinegar crisps.
So that is Anna Chancellor and Rob Brydon. And if you've missed the start of that, they are going to be in a brand new Prime Video series called My Lady Jane. It's out on the 27th. Now, the conversation didn't end there.
Can I ask you a question,
yeah,
right? Because you've obviously seen the show.
Yeah.
So do you get sent like behind the scenes, 007, can't share with anyone footage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bring it in for me to have a look, no?
No, I can't,
oh,
no.
Oh my God.
Listen, I'd lose my job, you
it's
know?
It's over.
They wouldn't
it's
trust
over.
Me.
It's over.
But I did ask Rob Brydon about Gavin and Stacey, because as you know, I'm a Gavin and Stacey stan. He couldn't give me much on it, but he did say that it is starting to film in the autumn, which I'm looking forward to. But he is very excited for this new show. And I didn't mention, it is set back in the 16th century, My Lady Jane, okay? And they use a lot of slang words that we use now, but there are also some funny words from the 16th century. And I did a little quiz with them, which will be back after this.
Now, Emma, I'm very excited about the next part of your interview. So tell us, explain, what are you going to do here?
Okay, so for the next part, for anyone who's just tuned in, we just heard a few minutes ago from Rob Brydon and Anna Chancellor, who are starring in a new Prime Video series called My Lady Jane. So it's a new romantasy series set in an old fantasy Tudor world. So it's based on a book and it's retelling English royal history in which King Henry VIII's son Edward doesn't die, Lady Jane Grey is not beheaded, and neither is her husband. So basically, I was saying to Roz, Lady Jane Grey was the shortest serving monarch in Britain. So she served for only 9 days before she was beheaded. But they've taken this story and they've completely flipped it on its head, and they've created this fantasy, romantic, funny drama, okay? And it is set in the 16th century, Roz. So they used certain words that we still use now for slang, but I did a little bit of research and I found some more slang words and I put Rob and Anna to the test. So here you go. So one thing I loved about the show was the slang. So one thing I realised was that a lot of the slang that was used back in, and the words that we used back in the 16th century, we still use today, like manky and bugger off and things like that. So I've done a bit of research and I found some words from the 16th century, and I just wanted to see if I could run them by you, just to see if you know what they are and what they mean.
Okay.
Okay. So if I were to say that you're a gander mooner, what do you think that would mean?
Well, to have a gander could be to have a look at something. A gander mooner, you're a nosy person who wants to poke their nose into things.
Do you agree, Anna?
Yes, of course.
You're so wrong. So it actually means a man who flirted with other women while his wife recovered from childbirth, or a husband who strays during the time of the month of his wife.
Oh, sweet Lord.
That's a gander mooner.
A gander mooner. Yeah, apparently it was a thing.
Wow. Isn't that so specific, right?
Very wow. Specific. Very, very specific. Or yeah. Another one, a kicky wicker. What do you think a kicky wicker is?
A kicky wicker?
Yeah.
I think it's somebody who needs a little kicky, a little sleep after they've had a big meal.
I like that. What about you, Rob?
I think it's someone who likes to test the strength of wicker chairs by standing next to them and pushing them with their foot.
Well, it actually means a wife, and maybe occasionally a wife or a woman might kick a chair, so you're not too far off there.
This is you're playing to Rob's strength here, isn't she?
What, medieval slang?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Lubberworth. If I were to describe you as a Lubberworth, what would that be?
Lubberworth.
Is it a Lubberworth?
Lubberworth.
Lubber.
Oh, Lubber. Oh, you just love that big fat bit.
Lubberworth.
Around somebody's bottom.
Somebody who likes going whale watching off the coast of Nova Scotia.
You're bang on. That is exactly it. It's a lazy or stupid person. Wouldn't fancy being called
a
Lubberworth.
Sounds like Lubberworth, doesn't it? Yeah.
And the last one, if I were to say that I were to give you a bus, what would that be? So B-U-S-S.
Is it a kiss?
Spot on. It is a kiss.
Wow. I think those are great things you found. I actually think I did look up sort of swear words and things, but I didn't find those good little sayings.
It took a lot of Google searches to find those words.
You are impressive.
Thank you so much, Rob and Anna. Lovely to meet you both, and best of luck with the show. Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.